What I'm seeing now is sort of a downward trend because, like I said earlier, my generation is not into the politics. They're not into the parties. They want a new system. They want to rebuild and they don't just want to sit idly by and watch that. They want to put their hands on it and do it themselves. But when they see people like Charlie Kirk praising the Lord, amen, and going to these college campuses and truly just speaking truth, yet when he brings the politics back into it, when he brings the party's agenda back into it, it leaves a bad taste in some people's mouths. And I don't disagree because I truly believe Jesus, it should be the forefront of any message.
Matchless God, you are the sovereign over all the world. And we thank you for it. Lord, here we are again today to have another conversation on this thing that we're calling the sovereign solution. And we just want to thank you for the opportunity to proclaim your name before all men. Your word, you said in your word, if you are high, if you are lifted up, you will draw all men to yourself. And so we thank you for that. And Lord, we ask that you would just come now by your Holy Spirit and guide our discussion. And we'll give you the praise for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Once again, I'm Brad Boardman, and this is the Sovereign Solution Show. And I say this quite often. I'm really excited today about the guest that I have with me. I guess I get pretty excited about any guests who will come and spend a little time with me. And this morning is certainly no exception. I have with me this morning a young guest, and I'm going to introduce her right now if I can get the right buttons pushed here. This is I believe it's Isabel Reese. I
Yeah.
think she goes by Belle,
That's
and
what my friends call me.
she's coming from it's North Carolina or South Carolina.
South Carolina.
Okay, well, Belle, it's great to have you with us this morning,
Happy
and
to be here.
that's I've been looking forward to it. I've been hearing your name for a little several months now. In fact, you might tell a little bit. I may have heard the story, but I'm curious to know how you may have met Darlene Downing, our regional coordinator back there. But she certainly began to talk about you. Hey, we've got a gal back here that's
Yeah.
gonna be good for our mission. And so, as is typical here on these episodes, what I like to have folks do is just give a little bit about themselves. So why don't you introduce yourself to anybody listening, and let's hear a little bit about who you are, just for starters.
Yes, I'm Belle, Isabel, whatever you prefer to call me. My friends call me Belle. I'm living in South Carolina, beautiful Woodruff, South Carolina. I come from Minnesota. I was raised out on the outskirts of Minneapolis, and we have lived in South Carolina now for it'll be 4 years next spring.
Okay.
So we're very happy to be here. And I'm a nanny. I
Okay.
take care of kids. I have a lot of pride in it, and I believe they're our future.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Are you so do you nanny for one family or a couple of families, or I'm just curious about what's your caseload?
I have two families I work for, four kids at the moment. There's
Okay.
some very exciting news. One of my moms is expecting in the
Okay.
fall. So soon
Nice.
to be three little troublemakers running around. But ages 6 to my youngest just turned 2, very exciting. 6 to 2 at the moment. It'll be 6 to newborn in November.
Well,
Very, very
I'm sure you'll be an even more vital piece now with a mom coming with a
Oh,
newborn.
yes, she said, now you'll have three kids.
Yeah,
So
yeah, yeah.
very exciting, very excited.
Yeah. Well, good. So South Carolina. So yeah, tell us a little bit about so Darlene Downing is our regional coordinator for both the Carolinas and Virginia. And did you know her prior to Tactical Civics, or did you meet her coming in? And how did you happen to Tactical Civics?
So my mom actually found Tactical Civics. I believe it was just on some late night dive she was doing on the internet. And she subscribed and Darlene got in touch with her. The first time I met Darlene was post Hurricane Helene, which ravaged North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee. And me and my mom had been volunteering at ABCCM Crisis Ministry, working in their warehouse, organizing goods and sending goods out to people in need. And the first time I met Darlene, my mom actually invited her to come volunteer with us, and she did. And I love Darlene. She's the first person I go to with any questions I have,
Yeah,
and she's
she's one of
truly
my
God's
she's
hand.
one of my best buddies here at Tactical Civics too.
Yeah.
I mean, what's not to like about Darlene Downing?
Not a thing. She is one of the most pleasant people I've ever met in my life.
So, and I know that she was she and her husband went through Helene, and of course, yeah, you mentioned that, and that was such a ravaged is absolutely the appropriate word. I, of course, just see it all and hear it all from afar on the other side of the Republic here, but we certainly went immediately to prayer for everybody back there. And I know Darlene and her husband were kind of on the edge, I think, of the devastation. They had lost power for over a week, but and you know ha had a
Everybody
little had a
really
little
lost it.
damage on their property, I think, but fortunately she wasn't in the worst of it, so
Yeah. The
but
mountains got it really bad. I did a mud out in Tennessee couple months ago, and houses were just vanished, washed
Yeah.
away. So, I'm glad that the people that are safe, that were affected, are rebuilding and getting their
Right.
lives back in order.
Right. Yeah, that's going to be a years long proposition for many of them. But very good. So I do want to say right up front so that folks will know that Bell is now, as of, let's see, today is a Wednesday, I think a week ago yesterday, Bell and her mom were both in a training that I did for new coordinators in our mission. And so I believe that Belle Reese is now our mission's youngest county coordinator. So, yeah, I don't know if you mentioned that, but she mentioned to me earlier she just turned 21. And I don't think we have anybody younger than that serving in any of our coordinator roles. So, what's that feel like, Belle?
A little crazy. I'm very
Yeah.
excited. I have a lot of great ideas, and I'm looking forward to enacting them and getting more of my generation involved. I think this is a good first step
Yeah.
in really getting big.
Yeah. Well, and so we're going to spend a little time, I hope, this morning, talking a little bit about your generation. Whether quite honestly, I was telling you earlier, I'm about to be 70 next month, and I really haven't paid much attention to what labels they put on these generations. So I don't even purport to have them all straight, all the labels. But I do know by hook and by crook that they're calling your generation the Gen Z generation.
Gen
And so
Z.
we want to have a little conversation specifically about, your crew, so to speak, that generation that's coming up right now. And as I've mentioned to you, it seems as though the Lord has brought many, many, many folks that are retirement age to this mission to begin with. And it probably makes sense because, again, if you are retired, chances are you have instantly more, what do they call it? I'm not dialing up the word, of course. Again,
Time, maybe.
70 discretionary time. That's the one. Discretionary time. So we have lots of folks that are older in this mission that have been for some years now kind of laying the foundation for the whole leadership and the educational portion. But we have certainly been praying for the Lord to begin to raise up. I think I said in that meeting, that training, anytime we get people who are under 50, we're paying close attention to them because they're the ones that chances are going to be around for a while.
Yeah.
So it's
I'm
it
willing.
yeah. So we're really glad to have you. And of course we've I haven't had him on yet, but there's a plan to have Garfield Green on, who I think is maybe just a hair younger than you, but same generation, and the son of a grandson of our founder David Zuniga. So, in fact, I haven't even mentioned this to you, but certainly I'd love to get Garfield in here on an episode himself, but from time to time, I think it would be pretty fun to have both of you in a Sovereign Solution episode. And, let's just touch base on what's happening with the Gen Z folks.
Yeah.
And so I don't know if that's something that would be of interest to you or not.
We actually already discussed it, and I think we're both interested, as far as I know. I don't want
Yeah.
to put words in his mouth.
Yeah. Well, that's okay. I will. he can take it up with me. But no, I just think it'll be fun to just see where the younger folks are at as we move along here, and what the interest level is, and so on and so forth. But before we get into the topic of Gen Z. I want to give you opportunity, Bell, to tell us a little bit about this event that you've got coming up here, and I've got something that I can put up on the screen here for folks at the right moment. But why don't you there's a bit of an initiative, I guess, or an endeavor that you're undertaking, and why don't you tell folks a little bit about that?
Yes, so I am coming out of pageant retirement this July to compete in NAM, National American Miss. It is actually the largest pageant system in America. All 50 states participate, and I'll be competing in the South Carolina competition, hopefully gaining that title and being able to compete in nationals and truly bring tactical civics to the forefront of a lot of people's minds in my generation. So I will be going, I will be partaking in Spokes Model, which I have attributed my whole time to tactical civics and have written a speech and will be performing that. I will also be spending this time, the pageant takes place in Atlanta. I will be on those streets telling everybody about tactical civics. I made little handouts. I am so excited and I am praying for the best. I am praying to reach minds, hearts, and souls on this national stage and getting in front of a lot of young women like me that share those family values, those American values, and have the drive to do something with it. Yeah.
No, I mean,
Very excited.
that sounds, in fact, I think the first time that I heard your name mentioned again by Darlene, I think it was in conjunction with, hey, and we've got Belle back here and she's gonna, take tactical civics as her platform for this pageant. So, so I'm curious a little bit about that pageant. So you say you're coming out of retirement, so you've got a little history in that scene.
I do. As a child, I actually was reigning Little Miss Minnesota as well as Junior Miss Twin Cities. So I have been a national title holder. Actually, I don't know if you could see my crown back there. That was my first ever pageant crown. My mom thought pageants would humble me. I was never a good loser. And then my first pageant, I actually ended up winning and then went on to nationals
So
and
what was your
won.
mom saying? Oops.
Yes, big oops. But it did, I did learn how to graciously lose for sure, because pageant girls, they're there for each other, really, at the end of the day. Whoever wins the title deserves the title. And I love to see that kind of community. And I think that's why this is such a great place to bring tactical civics, is because these women already have such a strong sense of community and responsibility to one another.
Well, so like, what is the age spectrum? I'm imagining they've got parameters. You have to be between such and such an age to do it.
They have a multitude of age categories. I will be competing in the Miss category, which is 19 to 24. Yeah, but I think it goes to 4 years old, but there are very specific parameters for anybody under the age of 16. No makeup, no heels. Very family friendly, very family oriented. And I really appreciate that.
Do you have any idea the scope as far as nationally, how many people may be involved in this?
Thousands. This is the largest pageant system in America. When I competed just in the junior Miss division in Minnesota, there were hundreds of girls in my age division that I competed against.
So I can imagine that coming up through that there is some well, if indeed that is the case that they are there and supportive of each other, what a great experience that would be. So and if the pageant goes toward producing folks like you, I say, come on.
That is, I'm hoping to get in front of some people that hear our message and want to take it somewhere with us. So.
No, that's great. Well, and so now I know that there was some effort that some of us participated in here for fundraising. And let me fly this over here so people can get a little idea that you had a GoFundMe page. And so where are you at with that whole end of the endeavor?
So the pageant being in less than a month, the pageant payment portal has closed. I had to rush to get the funds from the GoFundMe into it. Luckily, it all worked out. There are, of course, I don't do makeup. I do not know how to do hair. So we did have to hire a stylist. And due to the grace of God and bringing me into this community, that is almost entirely covered. And I'm so beyond grateful and humbled to truly, I am at a loss for words for the support that I've received. And at this
Praise the
point,
Lord.
I do think I'm looking more for prayer, and I do want to mention the X page that is now up for Tactical Civics. I would really love anybody's support on there.
Why don't you do what you did for me? Spell that out for folks so that it's easy for them to find what we're doing on X.
So the X account is at Tactical Civics X. So just an X at the end of Tactical Civics, and there we are. You'll find us, and I'm active on there every day. So
yeah, very good.
That's great. Prayer is power, though. So I would love anybody's prayers in support of my mission at NAMM.
Right. Well, as a matter of fact, the other day, speaking of Darlene, in fact, we have a Sovereign Solution episode that I believe will be releasing here this coming Saturday. But we had Darlene and her mom, Jeanette, and my pastor, Martin Bonner, and myself in the room, and we talked about prayer as it relates to Tactical Civics and the fact that we have four different Zoom prayer opportunities, in the mission where we just pray about all things Tactical Civics and other things as well. But certainly you, Belle Reese, are on those lists now that we spend time praying for. So, and your event is the dates of your upcoming event are what?
July 4th through the 6th.
To 4 through 6. So yeah, that's just about 3 weeks from now, huh? Yeah,
yes.
I mean, it's hard for me to believe here we are smack in the middle of
I
June
know,
already,
it's
but
time's flying.
Yeah. Well, very good. Well, so we're excited for you. We are certainly excited that you have opted to come out of retirement, so to speak. That's a little, I have to chuckle a little bit. She's coming out of retirement at the ripe old age of 21. But we certainly want to pray you along through all of that. I'm sure that the Lord will use you and probably teach you some things through the experience. He's really good at doing that for all of us, instructing us. And actually, let me take care of one quick little bit of housekeeping. For folks that don't realize, this show is produced by a team of one, and I'm it. So there's a lot of things to remember here as we move along. But so Belle, why don't we shift a little bit here and talk about your generation. And I'm just curious from your vantage point, if somebody like me comes along and says, Belle, tell me about Gen Z, what are your observations about your generation, your peers, as relates to, a number of different things, but just generally speaking, how would you describe your peers?
Well, Gen Z actually stands for Generation Zoomers.
Okay.
So we were the first generation to truly grow up with and learn with technology
Yeah.
and social media. That was our life, and it
Yeah.
is our life.
Yeah,
It's
yeah.
all we've known, truly.
Yeah.
And a common misconception about my generation is that they do not care and they do not want to be involved. It is quite the opposite. They are passionate. They have goals. What is the issue is the way that problems have been solved and the way that getting active in your community and getting active in your government has been in the past with parties and politics. They have lost all interest in those things,
Okay.
all interest. And they want to do something. They are activists at heart, but they don't want talk. They want action
There.
and they
Ooh.
want a plan.
Yeah.
So I think that's why tactical civics is perfect for them. It's just what they want.
Right,
They just
right.
don't know it yet.
Yeah. Well, that's such a good point for us to camp on a little bit here, because certainly that we say that of ourselves here at the Tactical Civics Mission that we are, I've told people for ever since I've been here, you can go to a search engine, type in a couple of words, and in a heartbeat, you can dial up probably hundreds of organizations that purport to want to save America somehow, some way. But the problem is, at least we see it as a problem, is that when you drill down into those organizations, pretty much without exception, they want to save America, but they don't have a plan. And if you happen to find one that has some semblance of a plan, most of them are talking about the need for a plan, but they don't have it, So they're just kind of assembling and talking about the need for a plan. So, but then if you come across one that has some semblance of a plan, our observation is that what they're doing mostly is just talking about their plan, and
Complaining a lot too.
there's not much execution of the plan. And I think that literally is what sets tactical civics apart from the rest of the Save America landscape, is that we have a well articulated plan. It's very, very, well laid out, thought through. And a lot of that is, well, all of it has come through trial and error. What works, what we need to do. Oh no, we better back up and yeah, let's do this first. But we pretty much formalized it, and but the difference then is that we are executing that plan. So, we have, as you well know, we have our seven action steps, and I was involved in kind of trying to, for me, I have a very simple mind, and I love to have stuff brought down from the, academia to the bottom shelf where I can get at it and understand it. So I said, okay, what is it that we are trying to do first? Get big. Okay, we're going to get big. We have to amass large memberships in each county of the Republic. Then at the same time, we've got to get educated. So it doesn't do any good to have a large membership if that membership isn't educated in true history and true civics and the way things are supposed to operate. So those two actions are currently underway, and that they all aim at action number three, where we plan to get heard and get enforcement of the Constitution in our counties. So, I don't know if how far into, say, your mom's travels with the mission you were before you started to get a grip on those few things, and I'm imagining those were attractive.
So Civics within itself, I think we all know, can be very difficult, especially when what you have learned about it in the past was completely false. I do not claim to be any sort of expert. I believe civics is something you study for the rest of your life. And if you truly want to understand it and apply it, you need to. And you need to constantly know what's happening around you and how it applies to not just your life, but the past and how it was affecting, history repeats itself. And that is something my generation acknowledges and loves to say, but doesn't do anything to educate themselves of how to make it stop repeating itself and how to end this cycle. So I am in my journey. I have read the books. I have to read them about 20 more times to truly,
As
truly
do we
grasp.
all.
Right. It's like the Bible. You can't just read it once.
Of course.
And that's kind of where we're at. We're still learning and not wanting to say anything wrong, right? Which is so easy in civics. There are so many minute little details that intertwine and don't do it. Sorry, my cat. She just decided to wake up from her nap. Great timing.
Go back to sleep.
Back to sleep. But yeah, we're just learning right now and super excited. It's been super fun. I found Jesus actually through philosophy. So I did a lot of reading in these, The Age of Reason, The Rights of Man, Thomas Paine. That's what I'm recommending to people my age if they kind of want to understand what was intended behind our Constitution and the rights that we have as the collective sovereign.
Well, that's we say all the time, and it's a hard pill, I think, for many, many people to swallow, but we have been by design taught what is incorrect. Okay, in other words, untrue. We have been taught things that are not true, and then we've not been taught the things that are true. And so that really is a huge, huge part of the tactical civics mission, is to I call it lift the curtain of ignorance. Anybody that's been around me very long has heard me say this kind of stuff many, many times. But it's when, so somebody gets excited, oh, tactical civics, oh yeah, that sounds great. They're playing and they come through the doors and they come in from what I call the hyperventilating masses that are out there knowing that, oh, we've got to do something. What are we going to do? And like I say, they're all talking about the fact that we need a plan. And then the Lord brings them across tactical civics by whatever means he sees fit. They come through the doors, and the first thing they got to do is just stop and take a long, deep breath.
Amen.
Stop
Yeah.
hyperventilating. We could pass out virtual paper bags,
It was their goal to get us scared so that we would take a step back and say, wait, there's no need to fear. I can solve this. We can solve this. It's a big problem. The anxiety and the fear is something rampant in my generation as well.
But the Bible tells us that the truth will indeed set us free. And so when we
Not
when
fear.
when folks come in here and they begin to learn the truth, even if it's difficult to hear, and it is for, I mean, because let's face it, this programming and this incorrect instruction we've been receiving has been going on for generations, a long, long time. And so most people do not realize what they don't know. They don't know what they don't know.
There's
And
bliss
so
some
that
day.
that you know we're we and tactical civics really does, I believe, do an excellent job of opening their eyes. And of course, then they have to decide. So I say the curtain of ignorance gets lifted, and they See the truth. Oh, really? Oh, wow. That's true? Oh, what?
Yeah.
Oh, so now they have the truth, and now it's decision time. Because just because you know the truth does not mean you're going to get off the couch.
Right.
And so that, and that's why we say we're really looking for 1 in 200 people. That's there's a hard thing for those of us who really want to get going to hear. 1 in 200 people, man, that's a whole lot of that's 199 people we got to wade through to get to that one Bell Reese that actually it will get off the couch and decide to take action. So
We'll find them. I'll find them.
But so in your observation is that your generation is has an interest in the kinds of things that we're teaching, but of course the very first thing is to get them exposed to what it is we're teaching, and that really is the big task at hand. So I don't know, I know you just came through our coordinator class. Are you and your mom figuring to kind of team up with introduction seminars, or how are you thinking of approaching that?
I have a lot of ideas specifically for my generation. When you're talking about when they go online looking for answers, a solution, hundreds of organizations come up, none with an actual plan. Our generation is actually trading in search engines for social media. So if they want to know something, they're using Instagram, they're using X, they're using some, you're using Facebook. So I think building that social media presence first and foremost to getting our generation is the most important thing. Another aspect of this that will be important is my generation was also trained to intake information in very short intervals. So we have the attention span of a
There's
goldfish.
another good spot for us to camp a little bit. So yeah. Go ahead.
So, relatable, bold, plain spoken is the type of communication that my generation gravitates towards. I mean, 90% of my generation regularly use YouTube. That's where a lot of them get their news. And 55% of that 90% is actively a part of an influencer's career and donating and spreading their message and their platform. So, YouTube, I think, is a really important place to start. And I know with censorship and when Tactical Civics started setting itself up, it probably would not have flown on YouTube. But things are drastically changing under the Trump administration. There are a lot of censorship laws that are just not okay anymore and will not be happening.
Yeah,
So,
because I do know that we've had a little bit of, pushback on certain video stuff historically. I haven't kept my finger on that pulse on YouTube, but I don't know that it's been terrible, but I do think that we have had a couple of things taken down,
oh, yeah.
prevented. So
No shame with those people.
and of course so then I think maybe one of the typical moves when people find that out is, okay, now we're on Rumble, which
Yeah.
is essentially the same thing,
Right.
with a bit more of a conservative bent or permissive, I guess, whatever.
Yeah.
So certainly that's, I think this podcast that we're doing here, we get our main listenership on Rumble.
Yeah.
And given the fact it is a video podcast, so we are on Rumble and YouTube. We're also on Spotify and Apple and Amazon, just on
Spotify's
the
great.
audio only.
Yeah.
So and here I am talking about these different venues, and I am not a guru at all.
Either, me either.
I'm learning as I go here, but doing the best we can. But this idea of and I think video has been huge for not just Gen Z but other generations as well. Just
Definitely.
it adds that visual aspect that, and many people are more visual learners. But
Yes.
I tell people, I don't know if I've ever actually gone into this discussion on one of my episodes here, but all of my episodes start with a musical introduction.
I loved
And
the
that introduction is 2.5 minutes long. And I've had a couple people say, "Oh, yeah, that introduction's a little bit long, you know." And so here's my position. Again, I'm the guy that's about to be 70, but I understand that the younger generation has, like you say, they've come up. You're kind of trained. You're accustomed to getting things in a hurry, you know,
Yes.
presentations in a hurry. And I understand that, and I certainly understand that there's probably ways that things like the Sovereign Solution show could be presented in some of those ways, but I still maintain that this republic is in the shape it's in. It took us a long, long time to get this way. And in order to turn it around, no matter what generation you've come up in, and no matter how quick you want to get the information, I maintain that we're going to have to stop, push the
Yes,
pause
I
button, take a long, deep breath. All of us, no matter what our age, engage our brains and listen to what's being presented here.
Yes.
And that, you know, see, I'm not of those who think that that's impossible for a Gen Z type. You know, I think Generation Z can do that. They're not used to doing that, but they can do it. And I think it's going to be necessary for them to do some of that to
100%.
really grasp what it is we're teaching.
100%. What has been done to my generation through the education system and technological evolution has been a great disservice to our human side. You know, we didn't have the Bible in school. That's a huge thing. That's a huge talking point for me, the complete eradication of faith in our school system. And you look at the statistics, we are truly getting dumber. They are lessening the extent of lesson plans. They are becoming not just lies, they're becoming half of the lies. They don't even want to give us the full lie anymore. So
That's such a great observation.
it's great.
Oh,
Well,
man.
it's a little embarrassing for me to admit, just because, you know, societal pressures and whatnot. I actually ended up dropping out of high school my senior year due to something my AP physics teacher told me. And he just blatantly lied through his teeth to my face. And that's kind of where I drew the line. I did graduate. I do have my high school degree, but I said, I don't want it from this institution. If you are hiring people that claim to love kids and love education and want to build a better future through us and then lie to us. So I got my degree from a different institution and moved on. But it is a
Well,
little confusing to say I dropped out.
my observation of you, Bell, is that somehow, some way along the line, somebody taught you well, whether it was anybody at school or, your folks, whatever. But, because I just love how articulate you are, and it's going to be fantastic to see where you go with this mission. I
I
you know,
appreciate that greatly.
yeah.
I'm very excited.
Let's see. I was just looking, see if there's anything else. Gen Z, where do you say they get their news from? What?
YouTube, Instagram, X is
Social
really
media.
big. Yeah, ever since X dropped, a lot of the right-leaning half of my generation, which 20% of America is actually comprised of my generation. Gen Z is 20% of American population. I know, I had no idea, but it's also the largest younger demographic. So 18, 24 for voting,
Okay.
We are the largest generation to lean more right since Reagan in 1984 with the late baby boomers and the early Gen Xers was a huge young vote for Reagan, which he was a Republican candidate in 1984. And we saw a very similar trend after the Biden presidency. A lot of my generation said, okay, especially the men, which I love to see. As it said in the Bible, we're seeing a lot of radicalization to the liberal movement with our women. And I definitely feel like that was a huge pushing force for me to get involved because they need to learn what real feminism is, I
There
think.
you go. There you go.
Yeah.
You go, girl.
Girl power.
Well, so you would say that your generation, as your observation, that you sense a fair amount of optimism in them that, yeah, this, we see all this that is bad. We realize, I guess they have a realization that things are bad, but that there is hope to turn it around.
So there is a lot of people in my generation, especially in the male sector, that voted for Trump. About 47% voted for Trump, and we're recognizing these themes. I think they have the hope through Jesus. They know Christ. And relating back to what I said about faith being taken out of schools, and that's what they need. And those that do not have Jesus do not have hope. They do not know what the future has in store for them. This is the half of my generation that, agrees with sex change and, underage mutilation and
Craziness, just
absolute craziness. So we're in two huge radicalized division in my generation right now because the normal half was like, wait, why are you guys doing all this crazy stuff and doing all this to your bodies and saying all these crazy things? And then we kind of got radicalized, like, okay, this just needs to end. This needs to stop. This is absolutely childish.
See,
And
now right there, I'd say what you're describing is very encouraging to somebody who's about to be 70, that these young folks, at least a certain percentage of them, it seems like they have this realization that we are going to have to engage our brains,
yeah.
not just swallow this nonsense that we're being, that's being dealt to us all the time. And I'm absolutely convinced that that is a huge part of what it's going to take to turn this thing around. But I'm happy to hear from you that you feel like there's a pretty good part of that generation that has that realization that, if we are going to turn this around, we're going to have to say, wait, stop.
Yeah.
You're telling us what?
What?
And I mean, so much of it just seems to me, I don't know if you, this is your take, but it seems to me common sense,
No,
that
entirely. Entirely common sense. That's what was, I grew up right outside Minneapolis. The Summer of Love
Oh man.
ravaged my community, absolutely ravaged my community and the city that I loved. And just seeing those riots, and I have family that lives there still. I have young cousins living there, and I don't feel safe. I don't feel safe for them and the influences that they're seeing. Luckily, the gay pride parades did not happen this June, which I was actually very happy about. I don't want that being, I've been to one. And they're just gross.
Indescribable.
Ah, I never want to see it again. And I definitely don't want my 4-year-old cousin seeing that just on her street. What kind of image does that give children? Actually, we know because the children that grew up constantly surrounded by this woke ideology, they are now mutilating themselves. at 13.
Well, we need Jesus. That is for sure. I was going to say, we've got folks out there like Charlie Kirk, some of that group. What's your take on what they have to bring, and are they doing it effectively to your generation? And I don't know. You have any thoughts about all of that?
Charlie Kirk truly was a turning point for the election. 100%, he got that young male vote for Trump. What I'm seeing now is sort of a downward trend because, like I said earlier, my generation is not into the politics. They're not into the parties. They want a new system. They want to rebuild, and they don't just want to sit idly by and watch that. They want to put their hands on it and do it themselves. But when they see people like Charlie Kirk praising the Lord, amen, and going to these college campuses and truly just speaking truth, yet when he brings the politics back into it, when he brings the party's agenda back into it, it leaves a bad taste in some people's mouths. And I don't disagree because I truly believe Jesus, it should be the forefront of any message having to do with the rights of man and the way we are intended to live. So when you start going away from that and going back to the principles that founded politics and parties, you're losing us.
Well, what I'm hoping for your generation is, because we talk about the system that we're operating under now, and as opposed to, see, as and you may not know this yet about me, but I am the my great 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 grandfather was a guy named Roger Sherman, who was the only founding father to have signed all four of our founding documents. So
Wow, very fun fact.
he signed the articles, the letters of association, the Declaration, Articles of Confederation, and the Constitution, and represented Connecticut. I'm going to have a conversation about Article the First with him when I see him. But these people put together a system that, and embodied in the Constitution, that is, priceless. Okay. And so what my prayer for Gen Z and whoever else is that we will all realize that what we're living under now is a deformed version of the correct system. And so if we can return to living within the bounds of the Constitution of the United States, and of course, in order to do that, we have to enforce it. I believe, well, you can all, and it's all water under the bridge, but sometimes I like to close my eyes and think, now, what would have happened if we, the people, had been paying attention before the Civil War? If we had been enforcing our Constitution with vigilance and perseverance, and never would have allowed that transgression of the Constitution to happen.
I know the world wars wouldn't have happened, that's for sure.
Precisely, precisely. So, I think we have in hand and in full effect right now a fantastic system, the system that's probably better than the world has ever known,
Yes.
and we've just got to
Actually.
return to it. And so hopefully Gen Z will make that realization and help us to.
That is 100% where we lose them with the parties and the politics is that they don't understand what they've known their whole lives is not how it was actually founded and is not what it was intended to be. So that is definitely like Gotta drive that point home as
Yeah,
much as
go
you
read the Constitution. You won't find the parties in there at
what are the
all.
first words in the Constitution? I took AP US history and they barely covered the Constitution.
Let alone, I bet they didn't say right up front, you know, those three first words in those huge,
Definitely
huge
not.
letters, you know, just ignore those because those don't really mean that we're the boss.
That's exactly what I was taught, actually. Why does it say we the people in huge font? Oh, just for decor. Trying to make it look pretty.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. There's such power in that. And well, Belle, I am watching the clock, and I think we're probably just about ready to conclude here, but I certainly would give you the last word here, whether you want to talk about Gen Z or the pageant or anything that comes to mind that we haven't covered that you'd like to say. Once you have take your liberty and do that.
I really just all I want to say as my closing statement is if you know somebody in my generation, give them the gospel. Tell them about Jesus. Tell them your story, what brought you to faith, how he heals you in your life, and how he gives you hope. Most importantly, how he gives you hope and how he keeps you going and gives you the strength to fight for our country and fight for yourself. That is something that we really need to hear. And it's something that we have been deprived of for a lot of our lives. And I
Really
want to
true.
see a return to faith for our younger generation. So push it. Push
That's
it. Annoy them. Heckle them.
Tell them about the sovereign solution, uppercase S. He's the solution.
He is king. No kings. Oh, please. We have.
We have
His name is
one
Jesus.
king. No king
Yes.
but King Jesus. So, well,
Amen.
Belle Reese, thank you so much for being with me, taking the time out of your schedule to come and have a chat.
Thank
And
you
I
for
think it's
having
been a
me.
lot of fun. And I
Yes.
hope we can do some more. We'll have to corral Garfield and see if we can get in here and talk about some things together. So,
Definitely, I'd love that.
well, very good. Then I think we'll begin to conclude this episode. Hopefully, any of you who are listening, watching, have enjoyed our conversation. I have loved every minute of it. And I think that's probably about all I have today. So may the Lord bless you.